First, we have Yoko in with the International Bazaar. Good morning, Yoko. How are you?
Good morning, Tana, and thank you for having me here.
Absolutely. We are excited to have you in. Now, you're representing, you're pretty high up on the, you've been a part of this bazaar from the get-go, right? This
yes.
is kind of your thing?
Yes. So what happened was in 2017, I formed a group called North Black Connect in efforts to bring over the diversity and bridging out the relationship to the local resident and the non-local residents here. So anybody is welcome, and we are going to focusing about learning each other and respect, and then really embracing the beautiful cultural heritage behind us.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm
and
all
then,
about that.
Yeah, and then that is going to, I just recently merged into Hope Esperanza, the non-profit organization here in North Platte as of April. And so now I am a non-profit organization status, and I take over the cultural pillar, which is I'm a director of the multicultural advocacy. So, yeah, we are operating the International Bazaar under this.
So, very good.
Yeah, exciting.
And this is your third annual?
Yes, yes. You know, it just came really quickly than you expected. But I'm very excited about the third time around. I think it's going to be more exciting, even bigger, and we just coming back in a very impactful way to the communities.
And this is going down Sunday, August 20th at the DNN Event Center from 11 to 6. And you can expect, a lot of culture, right?
Yes. Well, you know, we might have close to 20 different culture representatives this year, along with educational community booths out there. So, you know, you get to see a non-profit organization can share the vital information about the communities, resources. And also we have ethnic food, exhibit vendors, and also a live performance in Kids Corner. You can't really go wrong.
Yeah. Okay. So 20-some cultures. Give us a couple of them. What are
we? Oh, my goodness. Have you heard of like Uganda, Rwanda, Argentina, Brazil? We have Nigeria, of course, Japan. We also have India. I mean, you name it. We might have it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And I'd encourage you to celebrate these cultures, learn more about them, and connect with them, and just find out some information about them. And they're fascinating, beautiful cultures. And so what a great opportunity to celebrate those and see firsthand on display the culture.
It is. And that's most important about everybody is going to go to the show this year is so you get to see and have the intimate settings to actually ask a question or get to see and say hi in person. And, you know, it's a lot of great perspective out there. And then I really ask everybody to open up their mind and heart and embrace the different cultures.
Yeah. I mean, America's a melting pot, and it's in more and more so than it ever has been.
Exactly.
And what a beautiful thing that is. So
exactly.
Free admission, too, over 11 to 6. Bring the entire family out Sunday, August 20th. It's going down at the DNN Event Center. There'll be international food. Hey, I mean, which is... That should draw some people in right there.
You bet. And then this year, we're going to do dedicated into a food vendors instead of like the previous years. We country representative actually made our own food and give away the sample for free.
Yeah.
And then there is no way we can cater to 4,000 to 5,000 people this year.
Yeah, that's
and
probably
so,
true.
It's going to be a little bit of a pressure for anyone, right, to be on the show. So that's the differences. But I think it's going to be very interesting. Like, food vendors are going to be there, like South Africans. I don't know, have you ever heard anything? Like Biltong Bites. We also have people from Guatemala. We have people from, of course, you know, like authentic Mexican food. I mean, really, really interesting lineup today for the show coming up. And I just wanted to kind of quickly talk about, you know, what's going on the Saturday, the day before, too.
Okay.
We are embracing the Day of Martial Arts, which is a really the free day for anybody to go to a Brazilian, a Vicious Cycle Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Studio here in North Platte. Anybody could come and enjoy and then experience about the beautiful, you know, the martial arts forms. Because one of the performers from a bazaar is Jocelyn Miesenberg, and she's also hosting a self-defense class on the day before. So women who's out there might want to, you know, be aware of the surroundings and learn about the protection of themselves. Mm-hmm. And also kids out there with maybe parents looking for something to do for that day, please go to Vicious Cycle Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. We are opening up the studio. Very, very thankful for them for doing this, the collaborating with the artist this year to do something for the community.
Yeah, so there's a day of martial arts at Vicious Cycle Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, which is 413 South Dewey?
Yeah, North Dewey. It's on downtown.
Okay, downtown. Yep, that's what I thought. And so self-defense classes and to obviously protect yourself, have that. You know, hopefully you never have to use it.
That's
but
right.
It's nice to know you have it in your back pocket.
Exactly.
Okay. So that's going down on Saturday. The International Bazaar is Sunday, the 20th. Next weekend, we'll have you in again next week at some point to talk a little bit more about this and get us ready for it. But I'm excited for it. I think you did a great job on the poster.
Thank you.
It's beautiful. It's colorful. And I think it's exactly what you expect it to be for an International Bazaar. So
exactly. I just wanted to shout out to Jaden King from the Espresso Shop. She is a graphic student. At the MPCC.
Oh,
and
cool.
She collaborated with us. So it's talents is all around here in town.
There you go. All right. Well, Yoko, anything else you'd like to touch on this morning?
No, I think that's pretty much all said. You know, I always talk a lot. So
hey, we welcome those people. We welcome talkers on this studio. So
I love
you're
it.
Good. Thank you so much for coming in and best of luck getting the final preparations together for
Thank
this.
Thank you
all right?
so much for Husker Radio for having me and supporting our cause. I really appreciate that.
Absolutely. The International Bazaar. It goes down again August 20th. And again, we'll have Yoko back in on the 18th to talk a little bit more about it. Thanks so much, Yoko.
Thank you so much, Tanner.